Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, which is coming up an hour from now. And here's what else is on tap tonight. Bowling. We're going to talk about bowling first. I'm not even making that up. Just hang with me for a second. I'll tie something in. We're going to talk about bowling. We're going to talk about these new Biden documents. The devil being in the details. We're going to dig into how these people destroy us. There's a great example. We'll get to that. We'll get to our weakness and why that's brought us here. Well, the riots in Atlanta. Some poor dude at Fox News gets beat to a pulp on a New York subway. And the plastic surgeon selling fake vaccines. All that and so much more tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, Joe Biden, Joe Biden's people, Joe Biden now getting asked every 15 minutes why there are new classified documents popping up basically everywhere he's ever been.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
Except there is. DOJ searches Biden's home, finds more documents with classified markings. That's a headline from Breitbart. There's a lot of there. There's a lot of stuff Joe Biden is in possession of that I'm not making this up, by the way. If you wanted to view them, let's say you were a person with access. You had the top secret clearance necessary to view some of these documents. Not only would you not be allowed to print them and take them with you, you can't go snap a picture of them with your phone. Every minute you spend with those documents, you're actually, there's an armed guard watching you. Did you know that? Did you know that you're not allowed to bust out a pen and a piece of paper and just take some notes? Can I jot some of this down? Yeah, sure, you can. Then they're keeping it all because it's now classified too. So it is a big deal. But it's a managed big deal. Now let's pause on that. We'll come back to that in a moment. My sons, I know you're going to find this shocking, but because they're my sons, they'll talk smack every now and then. That's kind of what goes on in our family. We have a blast just ribbing each other all the time. I have lamented recently that now that they're getting older, their voices are changing, and their whole lives I've made fun of them for having little girl voices. That's what I tell them, and they've always gotten so mad about that, and now their voices are changing, and that's changing how I have to make fun of them. And that creates an extra burden for me to come up with new things to make fun of them on. So that's one thing. But, okay, I love my sons. Let's say my youngest son. Let's say he started talking mess to me about bowling. Dad, you suck at bowling. You're not a very good... Dad, you suck! But I wanted my son... I wanted him to want to bowl. I wanted him to like bowling. Now, I want to keep him in check. But I wanted him to like bowling, and let's say he's never bowled. He's making fun of me for bowling, and he's never bowled. I would take him down to the bowling alley, and I would crush him, but I would make sure the little lane bumper things are up because he's never bowled before. That way he wasn't rolling the ball in the gutter every time, disheartened. Ah, this thing sucks. That's because I love him. I love him. I want him to love bowling. I want to teach him a lesson. I want to take care of business. Be careful talking smack to dad, but I don't want to completely destroy him. You see, if I wanted to completely destroy him, I would take down the lane bumpers. What you're seeing happen right now to Joe Biden, what you're seeing is the American Intelligence Service, you're seeing the DOJ, you're seeing the American media, you're seeing the system. What you're seeing is the system in action. The system is taking out Joe Biden with the lane bumpers on. You see, that's why, and I'm sure you've heard endless complaining from the right, because that's all the right does. What about the hypocrisy? The hypocrisy of Trump. And actually, I'm going to talk about Trump here in a minute, and I'm going to defend Trump here in a minute. Someone's mad at him about something. Well, I'll kind of defend him. Anyway, well, the hypocrisy. Well, it's not hypocrisy. The DOJ is run by activist Democrats. The FBI is run by activist Democrats. The CIA run by activist Democrats. The media is run by activist Democrats. Entertainment run by activist Democrats. When they take Donald Trump down to bowl, he's not getting any lane bumpers. They're trying to utterly destroy, embarrass, and demoralize him. Joe Biden, yes, it's time for Joe to go. They have the young antichrist Gavin Newsom ready to come on up. Joe Biden's become a liability. So clearly they're going to use the classified documents and charges against his son to get rid of him. But have you noticed how gently they're doing it? Oh, no, no. We knew about the documents before the election. We coordinated with the DOJ to keep it quiet. That's according to the Washington Post. By the way, did you know that people should go to prison probably for the rest of their lives for that? If you had a country that was anything other than a late stage republic, the quote, apolitical Department of Justice working with the Biden administration to run cover for them for illegal things that he's done would mean people at the DOJ going to prison. If you had a decent country, that's what would happen, but nothing will. And now the Biden administration, they keep going out there and they're saying, hey, we're working closely with them. We're working hand in hand with the DOJ. No, no, no. They invited the FBI, and the FBI, they didn't show up with 30 guys to raid it like Mar-a-Lago. They were invited there and worked together and very gently with kid gloves. Oh, no, look, we did find some more things. Six more items, by the way. What you're seeing is the system taking Joe Biden bowling with the bumpers up in the lane. This is a controlled demolition of the Joe Biden presidency. He is in very deep trouble, very deep. This will, I would guess, oh my gosh, I'm going to be obnoxious about this. I would guess within a couple months, 2 or 3 months, you will hear Joe Biden publicly announce that he's not running again in 2024. He'll, of course, make it all about how he's being very generous. It's for the country, or maybe he'll do health reasons, but he'll announce, just like I've been telling you for a long time, that he's not running again so he can step aside. That's why they're handling him gently with kid gloves. If Joe Biden had the mental capacity and the strength to tell the system, no, I'm running again, screw Gavin Newsom, he's going to have to beat me, then what you would see is you'd see the bumpers come off the lanes and they would simply utterly destroy him. But because Joe Biden has been such a good soldier for so long, and because Joe Biden knows where so many of the bodies are buried, so to speak, Hillary Clinton, for these people, Joe Biden is getting the bumper treatment, I call it. He's getting the bumper treatment. Let's say, hey, look, got to teach Joe a lesson. He's got to go to school. Right? He's got to get gone. But we don't want to completely destroy him so he never bowls with us again. Let's just give him a managed decline, if you will, on the way out the door. That's why you're seeing what you're seeing. Now, to the Trump stuff. Because I played you that cut of Trump. I played this for you last week. And, well, here it is. He's catching a lot of heat for it. Here it is.
Will you acknowledge now, though, that the COVID-19 vaccines were not as safe or effective as we were told by the medical community at the time?
Well, what I did is, first of all, there were no mandates with me, and right. I had absolutely no mandates, and the governors were allowed to do what they want. Most Republican governors did the right thing, and most Democrat governors didn't, you know, with the lockdowns and all the other things they did. What I did, I was able to get something approved that, you know, has proven to save a lot of lives. Some people say I saved 100 million lives worldwide.
Okay, he made you really mad when he said that. My emails were overwhelmed. I got a bunch that are, well, this one is carbon copy of 100. Jesse, I think many of us felt betrayed in 2020 more than usual with our elected representatives that wouldn't speak up for us. Betrayal is a hard thing to shake off and forget. I voted for Trump twice, but after many of his primary picks, McDaniel, still going on about how great the vaccines are, I'm starting to feel betrayed by Trump. I'm not anti-Trump, and I think he did a lot of good, but sure seems like he's getting anti his own base. Whew. Well, that's a lot, and I got a lot of that. I get a lot of, Jesse, I'm really mad at Trump about this. I'm really mad about Trump about that. You are really mad at him about the Kevin McCarthy thing, which I tried to explain. I think you're maddest at him about the Lindsey Graham appearance. Boy, did that not land well with the Trump faithful at all. Lindsey Graham is the swamp's swamp, and there's Trump doing stuff with Lindsey Graham. And then he can't let the vaccine thing go. He keeps going on and on about how great it was, and the base does not want to hear that right now, especially in the wake of all this health scare stuff that's going on. Now, maybe you're sitting there, maybe you got your MAGA towel out, and maybe you're dabbing your tearful eyes about that. What happened to my Trump? Trump, I miss him. What happened to the Trump I love? Allow me to attempt to talk you off the edge. This may offend you. You may find this encouraging. But either way, it's going to be true. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday night. We're going to get to all this whole climate stuff, gas stuff. It's actually providing us an opportunity into how these communists operate, and I'm excited about this. We're going to dig into it here in a couple minutes, but I just want to, again, I'm trying to talk somebody off the ledge. Because I played the Trump, well, this stuff that he said last week.
Will you acknowledge now, though, that the COVID-19 vaccines were not as safe or effective as we were told by the medical community at the time?
Well, what I did is, first of all, there were no mandates with me, and right. I had absolutely no mandates, and the governors were allowed to do what they want. Most Republican governors did the right thing, and most Democrat governors didn't, you know, with the lockdowns and all the other things they did. What I did, I was able to get something approved that, you know, has proven to save a lot of lives. Some people say I saved 100 million lives.
And of course, you're angry with him about that. And I get all your emails. You're angry about the dishonesty of it because he was pro-lockdown. He yelled publicly at Brian Kemp of Georgia for opening up. He yelled at Sweden publicly for opening up. He was pro-lockdown, and he's still pushing the vaccine, and you're mad about him. Let's pause on that for a moment. Let's pause on that. We're going to come back. I'm going to make you feel better, I hope. I'm going to try to make you feel better, but pause on that for a moment. Let's talk about me for a second when it comes to COVID. I talk a lot about COVID, and especially COVID in the initial stages, and I talk about what a revealing thing it was for me personally. And what am I talking about? I was shocked to this day. I am shocked at how many people in my country, the land of the free, how many people actually don't crave freedom at all here. I'm stunned at the percentages. But why was I stunned at the percentages? This is going to come back to Trump. Just hang with me. Why was I stunned at the percentages? It's because of the bubble in which I live. And this is what I mean. You know, I tell you, not living in New York, it gives me an added perspective. Not living in this major media hub of New York gives me an added perspective many don't have on the right for how normal people live. I live in the burbs of Texas. And when I hang out with people, I hang out with normal people. And they're almost all Republicans. Why was the COVID response nationally so shocking to me? Because I lived around people, none of us cared. None of us. It was immediate. I mean week one. I don't mean year one, month three, week one. We were having big neighborhood parties, no masks, kids playing. I was surrounded by people who viewed it the way I viewed it. So when I go to New York City and I see everybody in a full-blown bodysuit and the streets empty like it was a zombie apocalypse, it was such a shock to me because that wasn't the bubble I came from. I wasn't surrounded by that mentality. That's why it was a shock to me. What I'm saying to you is this. Who you surround yourself with, what goes into your eyes and ears, is now and has always been really, really important, and it will be really influential in how you view everything in life. That's why I tell you physically to move all the time. It changes your life because different things are going into your eyes and ears every single day. But what's this got to do with Trump? Let me explain. Trump is the likely nominee. Even if DeSantis gets in, the chances are Trump will beat him. I'm not saying DeSantis can't win. If you're a hardcore DeSantis person, don't be bummed out about that. DeSantis can win, but it's definitely going to be one of those two. And if you were betting, if I had to bet a kidney or two on it, the strong bet would be for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, in recent months, has had some significant whiffs. We don't have to sugarcoat this. Again, it's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. Saying he's got a major announcement, and it turns out it was NFT trading cards. What in the... Come on. He blamed pro-lifers for the midterms, which was weird. Now he's endorsing McCarthy, which made you mad. He's doing events with Lindsey Graham. He's out there defending... Okay, so what's happening? Here's what's happening, and this is to give you hope if you're one of the hardcore MAGAs. If you hate his guts, it's not going to give you any hope at all. This will give you hope. Trump is not surrounded by you anymore because Trump hasn't been doing rallies. Do you remember how incredible his campaign was? It was always these big campaign rallies. And I went to one of these things in Houston and how he would feed off the crowd and he would listen to the crowd and he would feed off of you and he would learn what they love, what they hate, what they would. He's a great showman when it comes to that. Donald Trump is now on the golf course every day or surrounded by blood-sucking leeches every day, surrounded by the Republican consultant class every day. That's why Donald Trump sounds more like Mitch McConnell than Donald Trump now, because he's surrounded by all the same leeches. It's going to get better as he gets back on the campaign trail, is what I'm telling you. The reason he's been swinging and missing so much is because he's surrounded by all the wrong people. Now, let me be clear. If we're still making excuses like this 6 months from now, year from now, Donald Trump's going to lose. If he doesn't turn this around, he's going to lose in the primary. He will. He'll lose to Ron DeSantis. Can he change course? Of course. He's been great at listening to his people. Will he? I don't know. But don't be, you say, disloyal and you're mad at him. And all that stuff's fine. It's not my job to tell you vote for him or don't vote for him. I don't care. But maybe be a little patient. Let him get back out amongst the people a little bit. I think you'll see all that vaccine bragging stuff. I think you'll see that stuff disappear pretty quickly from the old repertoire. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I have some good news. I have an announcement for you, actually. You remember I told you a long time ago that the show was going to Israel in July. The Jesse Kelly Show family, me, the wife, kids, Chris, Michael, we're all going for a 10-day history tour of Israel. My youngest son is getting baptized there in the Jordan River. We're going to Masada. We're going to Jericho. You name it. We're just floating on the Dead Sea, everything. And I warned you a long time ago that it was booking up fast, and it did book up. So I shut up about it. There are now more spots open. Limited. It's in July. You can come. Hear me out. If you want to come, don't wait. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. You can see the whole itinerary, all the information you need. It's July 17th to the 26th. There are now more limited spots opening up. There isn't going to be a second run, okay? ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or if you're driving, that's fine. Call them. 877-234-3002. Yeah.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the
it is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I need to clarify something before I go on. One, you can email the show your love, your hates, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All your emails go to Chris. He gives them to me. That's one. Two, if you hear some strange noises during the show tonight, you should know that they're apparently herding a large group of buffalo upstairs in the building we're in. They're directly above us. I think they're doing jumping jacks with the buffalo or something. But if you hear any problems, that's what's going on. Here's what I'm going to do, Chris. Chris is stressing about it. Here's what I'm going to do, Chris. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to knock on the door. And when they answer, I'm just going to say, "Don't you know who I am?" What, Chris? That always comes off so well. Of course. Don't you know who I am? And I'll hand him one of the business cards we had made that just has my face and my name on it. Maybe you haven't heard. Jesse Kelly is here. He's really important. Hey, Chris, think how wild this would be. What if we went upstairs during the break and they're listening to the world famous Jesse Kelly Show? They could be. What? Construction guys love my show. You don't know anything about it, Chris. You're stupid. All right, hey, you know what? Let's dig in here for a second. How do these people operate? How do they destroy your lives? There's a great example here. Great example, courtesy of New York. I love this example because it really shows you what happened. Now, remember, the gas stove, quote, controversy or anger, it was yesterday's news, wasn't it? Don't you remember? You probably vaguely even remember about it. What was it about the gas stoves? Let me refresh your memory really quickly. Some consumer protection agency came out and said, hey, these gas stoves are really bad for you. Asthma and everything, putting off toxic fumes. You shouldn't have gas stoves in your home. And immediately the right began to freak out. What? That's crazy. You can't stop banning gas stoves. I love my gas stove from my cold, dead hands. I know you remember all this now. And then what happened? What happened was they came out and said, all the communists came out and said, okay, don't be ridiculous. No one's banning your gas stove. All we did, you're being over the top. All we did was mention it might not be bad for you. But they are banning your gas stove. And we're going to dig into this because, not for gas stove reasons, we're going to dig into this because this is how they operate all the time. All the time. One, communists are anti-humans. That's why every part of it is destructive and causes misery and death. At their core, they're anti-humans. So as anti-humans, they understand their religion isn't going to be very popular with humanity because, well, humans like to continue existing and they like to eat. So all communism must be based on deception and lies. And this is what they do when they've done this over and over and over again. They figure out what you have to do, not whether you what you want to do, not what you prefer. They figure out in their minds what you must do. Okay, for instance, this is gas stoves. They're looking at you. They look at your gas stove. They want you to stop. Now, they don't care about your health, remember. These are anti-humans. They wouldn't care if every single person on Earth dropped dead. In fact, that's probably what they want. They don't care about that. What they want is you to stop using gas. They understand that climate change, communism, that form of communism, that is their real key to destroying all the prosperity of the West. So they look at your gas stove, and they don't like that you're using gas, and they want you to stop. Okay, well, they can't come out and just tell you to stop. That won't work. So what do you have to do? You have to find some communist front group, which they did, sponsored by China, by the way, communist front group to do a study. Hey, scientists, we need a study done. How bad is this gas stove? Study comes out. Stove's really bad. What do you know? Surprise, surprise, the people who wanted to ban gas paid for a study, and the study came out and said your gas is bad for you. I know, that's shocking, right? So you get outraged about it. What? No, you can't. But you don't understand. The communist has already made that decision for you. What you're seeing when they float the ban, when they finally float something at the end, you think that might be the beginning of them trying to, they're going to start coming after my gas stove. What you don't understand is this. You ever seen one of those new car reveals? TV commercial or at a car show where the car is all covered up with something and they go up there and look at the new Lamborghini none of you can afford and they pull the cover off and it looks really nice. When they float out something publicly like a gas stove ban, you always need to understand all you're seeing is the revelation of it. It's already been designed. It's already been built. Shoot, it's already done. They're just pulling the cloth off at that point. Headline, a lot more than gas stoves, a deep dive into what New York must do to meet its climate law. And just a couple quick highlights from it. Have you ever heard of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act? No, you haven't. It passed New York in 2019, calling for insane reductions in, quote, greenhouse gas emissions. But not in the distant future, by 2030. Okay, so how are they going to do that? Now we're getting into the weeds, the boring weeds, and this is how they get it. Because you never even knew about any of this stuff. Here you are, Politico, you never knew about any of this. Well, what they did, they came up with a Climate Action Council. Okay? It's 22 people. All right. Now, let me ask you something. What are you listening to right now? The Jesse Kelly Show, of course. How many options do you have to listen to other things right now? Endless. Endless. Music, documentaries, history, stupid, comedy. You listen to silence. And yet you, because you're hyper-political and this stuff interests you, have chosen to tune into the Jesse Kelly Show. So you are the 1% of politically informed in the country. Now let me ask you something, 1%er. Can you name me a single person on this 22-member council? No, you can't. You didn't even know there was a council until I just brought it up to you. The chances of you even knowing there was a council are virtually zero. Here's another quote from the article. The scoping plan outlines financing methods, new practices and technologies for agriculture and manufacturing. That's the destruction of farming and ranching, by the way. And repurposing, I love that, existing fossil fuel infrastructure for new sources of energy, such as green hydrogen and renewable natural gas. Cost projections are unclear given the giant scale of the endeavor, but the DEC will publish a report every 4 years made on the progress made through the law. In 5 years, that Climate Action Council will update you on the plan. You didn't know there was a council, did you? No, you didn't, but there is, and there has been. You didn't know that they have a goal, stated goals, with years, did you? You didn't know they're only going to tell you the progress they've made every 4 years, did you? You didn't know any of this. because we focus on the things the media wants us to focus on when the communist focuses on the blocking and tackling of politics. That is why the communist has done nothing but win wins for himself for decades. And that's why we constantly, you and me, we wake up virtually every morning and we look around and say some version of, what? How did this happen? Every single time. You see, gas stoves, that was 24 to 48 hours of talk radio fodder last week. That was here today, gone tomorrow. I've already forgotten about it. You've already forgotten about it, but you don't know. You don't realize it's coming. It's already here. All you saw there was the reveal at the end. It was taking that cloth and revealing the new Lamborghini. It's been designed, it's been built, it's been written into law, and as we speak, there are 22 people figuring out how to make it so. That's how the communist operates, and that's how we must start operating, all right? All right. Ron Klain's leaving. What? And Jesse was right. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're just 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's going to be sweet. We're going to talk about the system here, more of this Joe Biden stuff. Why are our culture warriors so weak and pathetic? Just one more thing on this gas stove thing. We were talking about New York's Climate Action Council and banning gas stoves and things like that. Chris made a good point, which is rare during the break. He said, yeah, we complained about it for 48 hours. They're going to spend the next decade implementing it. That's the difference. That is the difference. So just something to keep in mind. All right. Now, I've been talking a lot about the managed decline of Joe Biden. What you're seeing is a hit job. They're taking out Joe. Republicans can't really do hit jobs because they're too weak and low-T and pathetic. Democrats, though, they do these all the time. If there's a Democrat in the way, they take him out. I don't think I have to remind you that Andrew Cuomo, after murdering 15,000 New Yorkers, got off scot-free for that. They gave him an Emmy. But you see, Letitia James wanted him out of the governor's mansion. So the Democrats figured out a way to slip a knife in between his ribs. Now Andrew Cuomo isn't governor anymore. They're doing the same thing to Joe Biden right now. It's just more of a managed decline. That's why the DOJ is working closely with the Biden administration. And, oh, it's all very cordial right now. Of course, they want him gone. They're going to demand that he doesn't run again. But we don't need to make all of us look bad while we do it, do we? Oh, no, no. He was on the up and up. He called us. We're all good to go there. Okay. I love the Biden response. This is an all-timer right here.
Can you give us a sense of how many classified documents we are now talking about total across all three locations?
Sure. It's a good question. And actually, the answer to it is a little bit complicated because of this point that I'm making about the integrity of an ongoing Justice Department investigation. The Justice Department is going to be looking at all sorts of questions like that throughout their investigation.
It's complicated. Don't you love that? I love pulling that one out on the wife all the time. Did you seriously get the kids milkshakes for lunch? Well, see, here's what happened. I need to explain. Of course, that's complicated. But what are you seeing? What is happening? The managed exit of Joe. That's all this is. So, what's going to happen now? Jen Psaki just left a couple months ago. Ron Klain, Joe Biden's chief of staff, just left. And this is a question I've seen the right raise several times during Joe Biden's presidency. Why is he doing this? This is too crazy. This is unpopular. People won't be happy with it. Why? Why is he going so hard left? Why? I don't understand. What's easier to understand when you understand this? The system takes care of its own. And here's what I mean by that. Joe Biden. Yeah, the system's done with him being president. But as long as he does what he's told, like a good boy, Joe Biden is going to avoid any real prosecution. Frankly, he's going to avoid any real major embarrassment. It's going to be a light slap on the wrist, and then he's going to spend the rest of his days forgetting what he ate for breakfast, celebrating his millions, traveling the world when he's healthy enough to travel, giving $500,000 speeches. Joe Biden will be fine. Jen Psaki, where did Jen Psaki go? When she got done lying for Joe Biden for 2 years and she got decided she was done being press secretary, did Jen Psaki, did she go to work with you? Does Jen Psaki work in that cubicle next door? Did you happen to read any stories about Jen Psaki filing for unemployment? Couldn't find work, had to file. Oh, you didn't? Oh, look at that. She walked right out of the White House, right into a media gig. Sweetheart money. Everything she ever wanted. Oh, okay. Ron Klain. Why leave now if you're Ron Klain? Well, for 2 years, Ron Klain has yanked Joe Biden to the left on every issue. He's been a complete and utter liar and failure in every possible way. But now that Joe Biden's going down in flames, Ron Klain is simply stepping up because it's payday. White House chief of staff isn't payday. I bet that guy makes 100, 150 grand a year. I bet maybe 200 grand a year, which I know that's big boy money, but that's not Washington, D.C. elite money. What it is, it's the internship you have to do before you get access to the Washington, D.C. elite money. Ron Klain is leaving because Ron Klain accomplished his mission. His mission was to go and yanked Joe Biden in the country to the hard left as hard as he could for 2 years. And now that they're getting ready to escort Joe out the building, Ron Klain, go ahead and write this one down, Chris. You will see Ron Klain with a very highly paid gig, either at a media place or at some political group, either consulting or nonprofit. I love this one, the nonprofit world. You'll see Ron Klain give huge speeches, probably in academia. Remember Janet Yellen? Janet Yellen kind of disappeared when Obama stopped being president and Trump got in there. Then she reappeared, and we found out what Janet Yellen was doing during those 4 years of Trump's presidency. Remember what it was? Was she working next to you? Did she get that job right next to you in the mechanic shop? No, you didn't see Janet Yellen because she went right to Wall Street, where she pulled in $3 million giving speeches to corporations in Wall Street. You see that old George Carlin line of "it's a big club and you ain't in it" is very, very, very true, especially now that we're in a late stage republic. Ron Klain isn't leaving in disgrace. Ron Klain completed his internship and he's simply going off to be taken care of by the system. Don't worry, he'll return. He'll have 1,000 different very highly paid gigs from now on in politics. He'll be the next Democrat president's campaign manager or chief of staff. Like I said, it'll be think tank to political campaign to media. Ron Klain, because he was a good boy, Ron Klain will be now well taken care of the rest of his life as compensation for being a good servant to the system. This is how it works in a late stage republic. So Jeff Zients, who is this loser? Well, this is this dork.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Remember when Joe Biden said that to America? Maybe you didn't remember. It was Jeff Zients who actually came up with that first. It was Joe Biden copying his despicable, dishonest, brand new chief of staff. By the way, I have no idea how you say his name is really Zients. I went to community college, so I don't look up words. Now, it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Before we get to Medal of Honor Monday, let us get to sheets and sleeping hot. You know I sleep hot? I know you're not going to find that shocking that I'm hot. Seriously, I sleep hot. I get hot at night. And there's nothing in this world more miserable than waking up sweating. I just hate sweating. Giza Dream Sheets breathe. That's probably the best thing I can say about them on top of the comfort and everything else and the fact that they're on a super sale right now. They breathe so I don't sweat to death. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. greatest thing you will ever do for your night's sleep. We still wake up in these things every morning and say, gosh, that was freaking wonderful. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. It is Medal of Honor Monday time. Next. Mind in a brown
paper bag, but then... Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.